Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia. ¡Atención! Tenemos muy buenas noticias para ti. Ahora nuestro EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, también lo podrá realizar a mediodía, de lunes a viernes de 2 a 4 de la tarde. Aprovechate, llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Nuestro EMIP, ahora también a mediodía.
Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283. See you there. Test your English.
Welcome to Test Your English. We could start singing, couldn't we, Nacho?
Yeah, why not?
Welcome to Test Your English. It's not a
good
song.
Well, that's why, no.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, go on. No, give me yours. No, no. Give me yours.
No.
You're cocky. Well. Cocky man.
What?
Cocky.
Cocky? What's cocky?
Cocky is like, oh, what is cocky?
I'm always afraid to pronounce that.
Cocky.
Yeah.
Cocky is someone that's a bit, not rude. What is cocky?
Sí, un poco desagradable.
No.
¿Ah?
Engreído, arrogante, petulante. No, but they're not, that's not the word cocky. Cocky is like, don't be so cocky. Oh, it's not rude in English.
Yeah.
Whereas if you say that to someone in Spanish, that sounds horrible. No, no seas tan arrogante. Arrogant is not the same
well,
for
no,
me as
no
cocky.
It's agradable. It's not pleasant to be called arrogante, but no te puedo ofender que tengas, no seas arrogante.
Ah, no.
O sea, está bien dicho.
We say it a lot as a joke in English, basically. Oh, you cocky thing, or don't be so cocky. You know, like when someone's made a little joke,
okay, yeah,
like
no.
Nacho saying, I can't sing.
No, it was
implying
a joke.
That. All right, well, don't be so cocky. Okay.
In fact, we sang in a karaoke.
Yeah, we did. And I've noticed you've stopped singing.
Yeah.
Today you're going to sing.
And then the pandemic came. Maybe it was our fault. I don't know. The world thought that it was the solution. I don't know.
Close that show.
Yeah.
We'll do a pandemic just so they stop singing. Today's show is not about singing. It's not about cockiness.
Oh.
It's about what we spoke about yesterday. Do you remember? We were talking about... Why were we talking about Murakami, by the way?
Murakami, what we talk about, books, and Japan.
No, but, yeah.
And, I don't know.
And in one of his books, there was the agony uncle figure or something. No,
yes.
And I explained what an agony uncle was. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not ever agony uncle. That's not
agony
a thing.
Aunt.
It's agony aunt, exactly. Mm-hmm. Nacho didn't know what an agony aunt was.
No, but now I know.
And now he knows. Ah, here, Franz fixed the problem. He says, chulo. No seas chulito. That's it. Don't be cocky. No seas chulito. That's exactly it. That's how we say it. Like, that's fine to say that, no?
Sí, no seas chulito. Sí.
No seas chulito. So, don't be so cocky, eh? Oh, Yolanda says descarada. Descarado. No seas tan descarado.
Well, okay.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I was talking about Murakami and I didn't tell you why I chose him. Well, because he's a writer, right? And because I like his books.
Yeah.
But also because he'd said yesterday on his Twitter account that he loves the radio. And so I thought that was important. Yeah. He said yesterday, where was it? Oh, he writes a lot of tweets. I know.
And a lot of books.
Here it is. Yeah, and a lot of books. He says, I like radio because of the atmosphere it creates, in which people listen individually, yet share the experience together. That's lovely, no? It's like our Twitter listeners.
Yeah,
like,
totally agree.
They listen individually, but we share it. It is quite different from TV or the internet. I feel comfortable in this intimate and personal space. I'm going to like his tweet.
Totally agree. Haruki
Murakami. Haruki Murakami. Try again.
Haruki Murakami.
Very good. I like seeing which listeners that I follow him. Anyway, I'll stop that. That's not interesting. And anyway, that was yesterday's show. We're not talking about Murakami anymore. Sorry. We're going to talk about agony aunts. People that... Well, what are they, Nacho? Did you have a Spanish equivalent?
No. No. They're like journalists or people that work in newspapers that answer.
Or magazines.
Or Super Pop and the stuff.
They answer
questions from the audience.
Audience from the readers. Exactly. Readers. It's an advice column, basically. So.
And I think they do it as well in the radio, or they used to do it.
Oh, they probably, absolutely. And also in England, there's some very famous, like, spoof.
Spoof.
Spoof agony aunts. What's a spoof?
I don't know.
You don't know spoof?
No.
Really?
I promise.
Spoof is like a fake, you know, like a spoof film or a parodia. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Parodia. Burla.
Parodia. Parodia.
Parodia. Okay. So spoof agony aunt UK. I can't remember the one I used to read every. It was on. Hold on. Joan and Jerich. No, there was one. There's one in the newspaper that my parents used to always have, and it was a joke, you know. And she'd give really bad advice, and it was very, very funny. But it's not this one. Joan and Jerica. No, must have been in the Times, agony aunt Times newspaper, or the. No. Dolly Alderton. Was it Dolly? Well, no, I don't know, Nacho. This is very sad. Doesn't ring a bell. Dolly. Anyway, we have lots of, there'll be lots of agony aunts we can choose from. Let's have some fun facts.
Fun facts.
These aren't facts. I'm just going to be clean. Okay? They're not facts. Now, but first of all, I can't move on from this. Who was the one I used to read? It was like Mrs. Spoof Agony Aunt Mrs. Someone. Mrs. Who? Did I just make her up all these years?
Dear, whatever.
Yeah, dear Mrs. or dear...
Dear Annie, dear...
Maybe I should put dear. Maybe that will help the search. Mm-hmm. Dear Mrs.
I've been reading some like famous... agony aunt questions, and they are like the funniest thing in the world.
Where did you read them?
On the internet.
Well, I want to read them now.
Lo voy a buscar.
Thank you. don't say that and then, you know, make me do the really boring show where we don't include them. No. We need that. But anyway, we were going to look at some of the most famous advice givers through time. That's a fun fact, right? Mm-hmm. So, Dear Abby. Do you know who Dear Abby was?
No. None of them were famous in Spain.
So you don't know Dear Abby?
We had our own Super Pop and Bravo and Bali.
Well, who were your ones? Aunts.
I don't know, but they were not famous.
And were they funny?
I think the funniest part is the question, not the answer. At least in our case.
The funniest part is often the question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dear Abby was a very, very famous one in America. Okay. And so it would be like, I'm 19 years old and not very experienced, but my mother told me to be careful of men with mustaches. Is there any truth in this? And then she would reply. Okay. And it was often very witty. What does witty mean?
Ingenioso.
Ingenioso. Yeah. So it's the questions that are the best. And then this article tells us about Polonius. Okay. However, he's obviously from Hamlet. And Hamlet thinks that his girlfriend's father is a tedious old fool. And he thought of it. But then Polonius gives him advice. I mean, I need nachos, funny ones. These are not. You're just going to be like, you're not going to know
like
any
long,
them.
It's long, but...
Go and try. Go and try.
Super funny. A ver, ¿dónde estaba? Bueno, día siguiente. Lo estoy buscando.
Atticus Finch, remember him? He gives good advice.
Aquí from... lo tengo. Aquí lo tengo.
Yeah.
Tenía que tener una música aquí o algo, pero no.
You've got fun facts.
Okay. My boyfriend is the biggest chatterbox I've ever met. And what makes it worse is that one that is that on the rare occasion I do manage to get a word in the edgeways.
To get a word in edgeways?
Yes, como consigo meter baza, ¿no?
Uh-huh.
He stares at me vacantly, so it's clear he's not listening to a word I say. Okay, so hasta aquí bien. Hasta aquí bien. Okay, I want to dump him. To dump him.
Very good.
Quiero dejarlo.
Exactly.
But there's a weird reason I haven't. Y aquí es donde empieza la historia.
Oh my god, oh my god.
He's got a third nipple in the center of his rib cage. O sea, como en el centro de su... como en su esternón,
yeah,
digamos. And when he takes his t-shirt off, his torso resembles a very kind-looking face.
Oh my god.
It's as though his regular nipples look like eyes, his additional nipple a little nose, and his belly button a cute, surprised little mouth. Okay, o sea, como que sus pezones parecen ojos, el pezón extra parece una nariz y su ombliguito parece una boca así como sorprendida.
I love it.
Pero es que todavía va peor.
Oh no.
Anyway, I've taken to calling this chest man Christopher. O sea, ya le pone nombre, ¿no?
Perfect,
Christopher.
Yeah.
And when my boyfriend is sleeping, I have long one-sided conversation with him. Him, quote unquote, about my feelings and what's happened during my day. Christopher's a great listener. And though he never responds, it's clear he uses compassion and sympathy.
Oh, uses. Sorry.
O sea, que dice que es un gran...
Uses, oye, like, que le emite a tope.
Sí, que le escucha muy bien, aunque nunca responde, pues que se ve que tiene compasión y simpatía.
Oh, totalmente.
Sí. I've even started to develop strong sexual feelings for Chris.
For Christo.
Yeah, and taking to kissing his mouth / belly button when my boyfriend is snoring heavily.
Okay.
Entonces ya dices, no puede haber más. Sí, hay más. I realized things had gotten out of hand. Ahora, ¿no? Dice que se le ha ido la cosa a las manos. When I became frantic one morning last week after spotting some belly button fluff in my boyfriend's navel. Y entonces ella grita, take it out, I screamed. Christopher's choking. Oh my god. What should I do? Then, ya está. Incredible.
Where did you find that?
Incredible. He puesto, ¿cómo es? Agony Aunts Funniest, ha salido muchos, y este es el mejor para mí.
Brilliant.
Entonces, y la respuesta es muy buena también. Pero,
well, I want the respuesta. I can't live now knowing that Christoph is choking.
Bueno, la respuesta de Agony Aunt.
Yeah.
I love to say it happens all the time, Karen, but that would be a lie. You are a strange, troubled woman, and though I'd normally suggest a straight jacket for the deeply disturbed.
For the deeply disturbed? Explain what a straight jacket
is. Okay, ha dicho que... eres una mujer extraña, con problemas. Y aunque yo normalmente sugeriría una camisa de fuerza
para
la gente tan loca como tú, in your case, I'd worry I'd worry about you developing an inappropriate relationship with the buttons used to keep you constrained. O sea, que dice que tiene miedo de que si le recomienda una chaqueta, o sea, de una camiseta de fuerza, se enamore de... o tenga relación con los botones.
Yeah.
Bueno, ahí sigue, pero bueno, muy, muy gracioso, muy gracioso.
Do you think they're real? They can't
be real. Me ha costado,
real.
No puedo leer en inglés.
That was really good. I won't make you do the pronunciation section today.
Okay, thank you.
I liked the bit about, well, the expression you used. I can't get a word in edgeways.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No puedo meter baza. I think it's the most appropriated. Wait, no puedo meter baza.
Stop saying appropriated.
Appropriated, no?
Appropriate. Exactly.
Bueno, que es the best way to translate it. Meter baza en una conversación.
Okay, perfect.
Su novio no le dejaba meter baza, pero
yeah.
The third nipple appeared.
The third nipple, she's in love with it. And she can't leave Christoph. Is it Christoph or Chris?
It's Christopher.
Christopher.
Chris for the
Chris for short, when he was choking. Chris is choking.
Por una pelusa en el ombligo, by the way.
Claro.
Fluff. fluff in the
in his little hole. Oh, poor Chris. That's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad she, you know, saved him. They're not real, are they? They're just people being really funny.
I don't know. Most of them were like sexual related.
Yeah, that's the thing. We can have some more later.
Yeah, I have very good ones.
Okay. Good ones. I just want Nacho to read the whole show, the best agony aunt letters that he can find. But I will give you a few expressions first, and then we'll come back to them.
Expresiones en inglés que deberías conocer.
Oh, yeah. So, I was going to teach you some expressions, because what do agony aunts do, Nacho? They? You're talking to yourself again.
Otra vez.
You love doing
ay,
that.
Ay, ay.
What do agony aunts do, Nacho?
They answer questions, basically. They give advice.
They give advice. Exactly. So, we've already seen one expression today, to get a word in, to not get a word in edgeways. Mm-hmm. It's always a negative. I mean, someone else is, not letting you talk. Like me and Nacho. No. You're not getting a word in.
No.
Edgeways. And, well, you can find that expression in the book, Expresiones en Inglés que deberías conocer, page something. Yeah, it's in there.
€9. The book fair.
At the book fair, exactly. Get to the book fair. Casete dos ocho tres. Go and say hello to Nacho, or me, or Kike, or Alberto, or Kyle, or...
Say hello. Don't be...
Or whoever you want. Yeah,
no,
don't be rude.
Solo, habla con nosotros.
Yeah, come and say hello. I'll be there on Saturday. Anyway, we've got 9 other expressions to give advice or warning.
9?
Yeah, I found 9.
Me quedo con la una.
Let's see. Here I can only see 5, so... Let's just go for, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, 9 turned into 6. Okay, better, I prefer that.
That's incredible. 9 English idioms to give advice, and then there's literally 6. Anyway, first one, don't bite off more than you can chew. We've seen this one about 10 times in 2 weeks.
Nice advice.
What does it mean? Why have we only been talking about biting and chewing? That's all we seem to do. Anyway, to bite off more than you can chew.
Mm-hmm.
¿Qué es?
No abarques más de lo que puedes.
Exactly. So just don't do that. Okay, that's some advice to you as an agony aunt. Actually, do you remember the magazine that we used to have? Aprende Inglés TV magazine.
Yes, vaguely, I had to say that, yeah.
What do you mean, vaguely?
No, se llamaba Bon Review.
No, no. It was a revista. We used to sell it. Don't you remember?
No. I remember the Bon Review.
No, have a look.
Yeah.
You don't? No?
Maybe it was with the...
It was just 3 years of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've deleted it.
From your memory. I see that. Anyway, I was in there, Nacho. And there was actually an advice column. I was an agony aunt.
No.
Yes, I've just remembered this.
Pero bueno, pero vamos a recuperar eso.
Oh my God.
Now we have to do another show. Agony aunt.
It was called Ask Jimena, I think. I remember. God. Ask Jimena, but I can't find it on the internet. I can see the... there are some PDFs. Yeah, I'll try and have a look. Removed. Oh, no. Removed.
Maybe you that work in the material department.
Should have access.
Maybe.
No, I think I will have it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find it. I just literally remembered now. That's very, very funny. Anyway, so giving advice. I think it was English advice. I think it was funny advice as well. I didn't write them.
Yo, ¿no?
No.
Oh, pero bueno.
Otherwise, I would have remembered earlier, no?
Claro.
That I was an agony aunt, that I had a job. No, it was the magazine team. They made up what my answers. So if it wasn't funny...
You only put the face.
I just put the face.
And the name.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I would love to have your work. The job.
Exactly. Just sit there and... No, I did other stuff. I just wasn't... in the magazine department.
Yeah.
Anyway, actions, Nacho, speak louder than words.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
¿Cómo se dice? ¿Cómo se dice? You can say that, or no?
You can what?
O sea, cuando quiero reafirmar lo que has dicho, I agree
you
with
you.
You
can say that again.
You can say that again.
You can say that again. Mm-hmm. Why? Eso. What do actions speak louder than words mean?
Porque las acciones hablan más alto que las palabras.
Eso. Mm-hmm. So, give me an example.
No, pero en español sería... more related to the... hechos, ¿no? Me prefiero hechos que palabras o algo así. I don't know.
Ah, really? Is that what you say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find the magazine. Hold on, revista.
I'm sure there is a specific translation for that, but no me viene.
Hold on. Keep talking a little bit while I look for the magazine.
¿Estás dentro de la...?
Sí, estoy dentro.
Oh.
Yeah, but we need to find... Come on.
Okay, another piece of advice you want?
Yeah, give me all of it.
Okay. Now I can't remember. I don't know. If you ask me to talk, put me in the spot.
No,
don't
worry.
Okay,
I'll do it
in the
break.
Okay, here's a piece of advice.
Okay, good.
Don't put on the spot.
Don't put someone.
Someone on the spot.
Why not?
On air. I mean.
Maquetas.
Maquetas.
Final.
That's
right. Here we are. I bet this is one which doesn't have it.
Do you want another piece of advice?
Yeah.
Go to the book fair.
Ah, that's a very good piece of advice.
10% of discount.
10% of no.
10% discount.
Excellent.
And it ends this Sunday, I think. So
it's true. It's going to be a busy week.
Come on.
Yeah, but I found it, but I can't. Jimena to the rescue.
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
Jimena, pero tienes alguna ejemplo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Pero ahora...
This, I just opened one, okay?
We can.
Oh, but it's not that funny,
but
okay.
We can read it, and now you can do what you really will recommend, ¿no?
Okay, but it's... Okay. Hola, Jimena. El otro día me pasó algo un poco raro. Tengo una amiga australiana y la invité a cenar. Como mi madre es cocinera y hace una tortilla que te mueres, le pedí que me hiciera una. No iba a fingir que le había hecho, claro. Yo, claro. Las mías siempre acaban sin... ¿Qué significa?
No iba a fingir que las había hecho yo.
Mías siempre acaban siendo un revuelto de patata. Cuando vino mi amiga, dijo que era la mejor tortilla que había probado nunca. Contesté, yes, my mother is a cooker. No sabes cómo empezó a reírse. Me dio demasiada vergüenza para preguntarle qué le hacía tanta gracia. ¿Me lo puedes explicar?
Hombre.
What does Jimena say?
Hombre.
Let's see what Jimena says. Daniel. Creo que entiendo qué ha pasado. En primer lugar, empezaré con lo positivo.
Ximena de Fake Ximena speaks Spanish.
Really good Spanish, ¿no? Yeah. Look how good mm-hmm. she says. En primer lugar, empezaré con lo positivo. Me alegro de que hayas usado el artículo A antes de la profesión de tu madre. My mother is a. Está perfectamente dicho. El problema es que has dicho que tu madre es un fogón. Eso es lo que significa cooker. Un cocinero o una cocinera en inglés se dice a cook o a chef. Uh-huh. Y ojo con la pronunciación de chef, porque en este caso ch se dice como si fuese sh, the chef, como si estuvieses mandando callar a alguien. Espero que este te ayude, Jimena. ¿Qué maja?
¿Qué maja?
¿Pero qué maja?
¿Qué maja? I prefer fake Jimena.
¿Qué? Fake Jimena es maravilloso.
Es maja, no sé.
Oh my god, and I've got, well, there's thousands of episodes, you know, from October, November, December, till there's 5 years worth of Jimena giving advice
now,
like that.
Now this is a new section in our radio show.
Agony Aunt Jimena.
Jimena, ¿cómo es? Jimena, ¿cómo es?
It was Ask Jimena.
No, era Jimena...
To the rescue.
To the rescue.
Momentos embarazosos. Brilliant. Anyway, there you go.
Why you?
Because I'm maja.
Claro, si hubiera puesto yo que sea. Alberto looks like a little bit ruder or...
Exactly. Look at... Es que...
Or, I don't know.
You.
Or Richard Bond more like bossy.
Yeah.
You look friendlier.
I'm so friendly. ¿A que soy un abollo de amor?
Not that much.
Not that friendly. What was it? Bola.
Well, the fake Jimena, yes.
The fake Jimena is the most maja. Yeah. Ask Jimena here. Another one. Anyway, I'm not going to do them all. She gives advice on, sorry to molest you, but do you have a minute?
Sorry to molest you.
Javier, hay que tener cuidado con las traducciones literales en inglés. Siento molestarte. Se dice sorry to bother you con el verbo to bother.
Claro, don't go molesting people.
Bother. El verbo to molest existe en inglés, pero lo que quiere decir es abusar sexualmente de alguien. Bórrate la palabra molest de la cabeza y repite en voz alta sorry to bother you 25 veces.
25. Es la una penitencia de, del cura,
venga,
¿no?
Nacho.
¿Cómo es? I can't be bothered. No, no.
You can't be bothered. Entonces, I can't help you. Oh, look, there's not. Perdón, hay cinco cada revista.
Me caro.
Look, here.
Ximena was very busy.
Oh, my God. Hector wanted. Oh, my God, that's a really bad one. I want you to come at my house.
And now I want to know who was the fake Ximena.
No, you never. It,
who the
never
fake
know.
Ximena was.
You'll never know. No, no, no. It was me. It was me. Sorry, I forgot. It was me.
No.
Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Don't add insult to injury. What does that mean? There's an expression.
It's like don't add fuel to the fire or something.
No.
No?
Yes. Yes. Don't make matters worse.
No lo empeores.
Exactly. Don't add fuel to the fire. Is no lo das más.
No hurgues en la herida. No lo empeores.
Yeah. Add insult to injury is eso de la herida.
Mm-hmm.
Add fuel to the fire is empeorarlo como metiendo más información que no es necesaria. Like when a kid gets involved.
Fex Ximena wouldn't have said eso de la herida. Hubiera sabido.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
En español.
Fine. After the break, you're just going to have fake Ximena. This, the real one's gone. I'm retiring. What was I going to say? I'll be back after the break. Will I be back after the break? Or will it be just Nacho using my voice through the revista?
Oh, you know.
Stick around to find out.
Profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases, nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Baugen. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Sin prisa pero sin pausa. This is the Spanish expression that I use when people ask me what they should do with their children concerning English. Sin prisa pero sin pausa. The target date for English mastery is age 23. Children and adolescents don't need English, really, until they reach adulthood, until they finish their studies and start looking for their first job. This is usually at the age of 23. If they don't know English well at this point, they are in trouble. They have a problem, an important problem. If they don't know English well at the age of 23, when they enter the labor market, they will probably never reach a decent level, a good working level of English. So, as a mother or father, you need to make sure that your children gain a good command of English by the age of 23 at the latest. This means that when the child is born, You have 23 years to solve the problem. Are you capable of solving a problem if you have a 23-year window to solve it? I hope so. Here in Vaughn Systems, we provide kids, children, with dynamic verbal access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa. We will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. Contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
Hola y bienvenido a Ask Jimena.
Jimena to the rescue.
Jimena to the rescue. Ask me anything. No, you can actually ask me anything.
Dear Jimena.
You can write me an agony aunt. Please do. I would think I'd be really good. The real Jimena would also be a really good agony aunt. Okay, I give good advice.
Si quieres, lo podemos improvisar. We can.
Oh no, that's not going to be funny. Because agony aunts have to be a bit funny, right?
Bueno.
Well, try it. It's going to be awful.
I'm going to think of a
really question. Good question, and I have to come up with a funny yet, like, nice answer. No, don't put me on the spot, Nacho.
Okay.
And we only saw 4 expressions before the break.
Or advices.
Pieces of advice. I want you, can tweet me if you need any advice. You know that Jimena, the name Jimena, means good listener, the one that listens. I promise you, that's my meaning of my name.
See?
Yeah. I do a lot of talking on the radio, but I can also listen really well. Put me to the test.
Good.
Come on.
Oh, dear Jimena.
Yeah, you have to start. Dear Jimena, or whatever you want to call me.
Or coma.
Put it in a tweet. @ I'm Jimena H. Okay?
#IMXIMENAH.
#AgonyAunt. And I'm here to answer any of your English queries, your relationship queries, your belly button queries, whatever you want. I'm right here.
Please, not English.
Sorry, Nacho. You got to give people what they want.
Fun ones.
Okay? You got to give people what they want. Anyway, so we were looking at expressions, okay? Giving advice. Don't add fuel to the fire. Here it says...
No eches más leña al fuego. Se me había olvidado.
Okay, thank you.
No eches más leña al fuego.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Roma no se construyó en un solo día.
Do you do that one as well?
In Spanish we say Zamora no se construyó en una hora.
Zamora.
Yeah.
I like it.
The rhyming.
Yeah. I told you what my daughter did, no? With the sillón. I've never got over that.
No.
Like, se fue a Sevilla. Perdió su silla. And then my little 3-year-old went, la que se fue a León, perdió el sillón.
Perfect.
Because the grandmother taught her. I loved it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's true. And so, Zamora no fue construido en una hora.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can make them all Spanish friendly.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Anyway, my advice to you, dear listeners, is to write to me. Okay? Practice your English by writing to me. By the way, on Friday, we've got a very special guest coming, Nacho.
I think who she is.
You think who she is? What?
I think I know her.
Ah, you think you know?
Madre mía, mi inglés.
Yeah, that was awful. That was really bad.
Can I do it in Spanish? The show?
my advice to you, Nacho, is to keep trying your English.
Okay? Learn it de una
One
vez.
One day.
De una maldita vez.
One day you'll get there.
No.
But I also wanted to test you on to see if you could be a 1970 agony aunt. It can't just be me the whole time.
A 1970?
1970s.
Ah, de los 70.
Agony aunt.
Of course I can.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's put you to the test.
Okay.
Test our Nacho.
A mí?
Okay, I don't know why. Oh, so these are... Okay, sorry. These are real problems from teenage readers of Jackie magazine. Jackie magazine was huge, okay? Do you know Jackie magazine?
I guess it was like our super pop.
Okay, what is super pop?
Super pop was like teenager magazine.
Exactly. Okay, so Jackie was a British pub, weekly British magazine for girls.
Yeah, with the Backstreet Boys on the cover, or Rick Astley.
Well, these are from 1964. So, 64,
so with Clark Gable in the...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. 70s, like, this is from, it says, from the 70s. Mm-hmm. So, can you give the advice? Can you guess what the advice is, okay? Because one is from one is the real answer that they gave.
The real answer and a fake one.
And then there's a fake one.
I had to say the real, okay.
You have to pretend, yeah, you have to get in the mind of a 1970 agony aunt. These are quite difficult. I have a big nose. It's brutal but true.
Brutal.
Please don't print my name, because all my classmates make up nicknames about me as it is. Yo sí que tengo la nariz grande, así que yo entiendo esto. Although I try not to show how I feel, it hurts me a lot. What can I do to play down the effect it has on my face? I might have written this when I was 14. This could be me.
I'm thinking that agony aunts were like the solution for bullying.
But they weren't always that kind. That's the problem.
Okay.
Because look at these answers. What would the modern day response to this be? You're beautiful as you are. You'll learn to love it. You weren't going to say that. No. Oh my God, Nacho. What were you going to say? What would you say to me if I'm upset about my big nose?
No, I was going to say, if you're not happy with that,
oh my
nowadays
God.
You can get operated.
Oh, great. No. So what you would recommend to little Jimena, 14-year-old Jimena?
No, but little Jimena, no. You're beautiful in your inside.
A que sí, a que mi nariz es mi carácter, claro todo eso, sí. Blah, blah, blah.
And I agree.
Well, that's what you have to, that's the advice, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, operate.
Vale. No. Pero que hay muchas soluciones nowadays.
Well... Okay, well, great. I think, Nacho, you're going to fail this. Number one option from the 70s. You'd look far better with your hair cut to jaw length. What's jaw length?
Como jaw length? Como
sí,
a tu longitud. A la longitud de tu
mandíbula.
Cara, imagino.
Sí, the mandibula is jaw, so jaw length.
Media melena.
Eso. No. Splash out and get it cut really well with the side parting.
With the, como, como las puntas para afuera.
No, with the side parting is con...
Ah, con el, como el flequillo para adelante, así, como tapándote media cara.
No. ¿Dónde se te cae el pelo? That's the parting.
Ajá. Ah,
and they always
ask
the hairdresser, where's your hair?
O la raya a un lado.
Sí, eso. Exactly. That's one option. Or go to your doctor and ask him about the chances of having it removed.
Oh, my God.
This is fairly common, so there shouldn't be any problem. Jolines. Sois todos lo peor.
The first one.
Okay. Yeah, I think you were right. It gave me a green thing. Okay, here it says, I don't need to gain weight, but my legs are quite thin. How can I fatten them without affecting my hip and waistline? Okay.
Oh, difficult.
Here it says, for thighs and legs, cycling with your legs in the air is very effective. So try doing that for 5 minutes. Or here, practice tiptoeing around the room to music and standing still. Raise and lower your heels 20 times as fast as you can. Cycling in the air? Or tiptoeing, que está de puntillas, ir de puntillas?
I would say that in the second one.
The second one?
Yeah.
You're right!
Yeah, because the first one is not going to do anything to your legs. It's going to do it to your
hips and...
Abdominales.
Ah, qué listo eres. Yeah. I have quite long hairs growing out of a mole on my cheek. Would it be okay to pluck them? Que es pluck.
Long hairs growing. Oh, a mole de un lunar.
Sí.
Ooh.
An infection in a mole can be very nasty. Till you have time to go and ask your doctor, you could snip the hairs with scissors. Okay, so cortalos con tijeras. Or go to your doctor and ask him about the chances of having it removed. This is fairly common, so there shouldn't be any problem.
Well, I'm going to say the first one.
An infection. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think you're getting them all right. They go green. Mm-hmm. I wear glasses. Could you give me some ideas about attractive hairstyles which suit me?
Esta la mía.
As you probably know, curls, swirls, and fussy hairdos are not for you. Nothing is more sophisticated than sweeping the hair back from your face.
Ya la has dado esa y se ha puesto rojo.
Sí.
Así que esa no es. Okay, next one.
Or you'll have loads of eye appeal if you remember that you need a little more makeup than girls who don't wear specs. Así que te maquillas más y ya está. Los ojos.
Te maquillas más. Voy a decir la primera, aunque se sepa que es falsa.
Okay. There we are. Oh no, it's now it's not letting me. Don't look at the screen.
Ahora está todo.
Los colores.
Vale, venga, sorte.
I am 13 and have just started to mature physically. Okay. The trouble is that at the moment, I want to be with my parents more than I used to. Aww. Whenever a friend asks me to go out, I want to burst out crying. What is happening to me?
Wow.
Come on now.
Ojalá nos pasara, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Sounds as if your problem is confidence. Could you take some dancing lessons? This would help confidence and poise. Poise is postura. Muy importante.
Yeah, for your maturing thing. Okay.
Invite your friends round. In the security of your own home, you will be able to establish relationships with others.
Second one.
Okay, wrong.
Okay.
I'm one of those unlucky people who has very sensitive skin. I've tried lots of different soaps and cleansing lotions, but I keep coming out in a rash. My spots are getting worse. Get plenty of sleep, eat plenty of fresh fruit and green vegetables to pep up your circulation and keep your skin clear. Or keep your skin scrupulously clean. Never finger or press a spot and never touch your face with a dirty face flannel or grubby hands.
Sounds 70s. Eh?
Yeah.
I'm going to for the second one.
You're right. Well done. Well done. Oh. I'm rather plump and would like to know what style of swimsuit would suit me. Plump is un poco regordete.
Vale.
Perfect for you would be a costume with a blouse top or a different coloured panel down the front. Very slimming. Or you've got reasons for wanting to be slim, so make a list of them and pin them up where they can't be missed. 70s.
Venga, 70s, pues, the second one.
O sea, listo, es ese. Jolín, menos mal que we're not in the 70s.
Madre mía.
How many are there? How many have I got? How many more? Oh no, forever and ever.
Nah, pues.
Oh no, we finished. It was the last one here. Yeah, I think we finished them. Anyway, Nacho.
Oh, not bad, no?
You're like half from the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's because I'm from the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You've got a few antiquated ideas,
yeah,
but generally you're a bit better.
Alguna operación de más, pero bueno. Okay.
Hasta la pobre Jimenaita de 14 años. Terrible advice.
Yeah.
But the rest is okay.
Yeah. Nacho's not to the rescue.
Nacho's not to the rescue, but Jimena, yeah. Anyway, let's look at some phrasal verbs. Go on.
Vale.
Get up. Turn down.
Phrasal
verb time.
No! Yeah. What do you want, Nacho? Some phrasal verbs for giving advice, for example.
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
Shoot.
Well, I'm going to shoot and say, give up.
Ríndete.
Yeah, but al revés. Don't give up.
No te rindas.
Eso. Don't give up, okay? So when we're giving advice, very important that we're encouraging, isn't it, Nacho?
Mm-hmm. Claro.
Not the opposite. Don't give up and operarte.
No.
Error. Don't give up. Get through it. Do. You'll be fine. Work on your inner confidence, blah, blah.
Not even give in. No.
What does give in mean? Very good.
Very similar, I think. Pero I think the perfect translation is dar tu brazo a torcer.
Okay. If you give in, exactly. You.
Yeah, someone is insisting.
I can never remember in Spanish.
Dar tu brazo a torcer.
Vale, dar difficult. Tu brazo a torcer.
That is difficult.
Give your arm so that it gets twisted.
Yeah.
Don't give in. We also say, don't let someone twist your arm. Don't let them twist your arm. Pero eso es comentario.
Parece lo mismo, pero no lo
pero
es.
Pero no lo es. It's super no. confusing. Everything's no. confusing here.
To both give in. Can be rendirse, but not the same way.
Why? Go on, give me a good example.
Okay, don't give up would be, for example, you are trying to learn English.
So okay.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
But if your friend says, come on, you're not going to do it, give in. Well, da tu brazo a torcer, no lo vas a conseguir. ¿Sabes?
Or have some heroin.
Y tú dices, no, I'm not going to give in.
Exactly.
No voy a dar mi brazo a torcer y voy a conseguirlo.
You're a heroin addict, like Ewan McGregor. That's a good idea for a show, no?
Yeah, maybe.
No, no.
Ewan was a...
That's a really good idea.
Did he do drugs? ¿Se diría así?
No, I don't think the actor did.
Ah, the
but he was in Trainspotting. Ah, that's an idea for a show. Anyway, so he was a heroin addict, for example, but then you give up, okay?
Lo dejas.
You give up, you leave the drugs. But then one day you're at a party and your friend gets out the heroin and they're like, go on, go on. And you say, no, I'm not going to give in.
No, no,
not give in to pressure. Often it's to give in to pressure. Okay, or to give in to what other people want. Okay, no. You don't give in.
Perfect.
Second one, claro, ¿no?
Perfect.
Brilliant. Okay, another phrase verb. Come on! Okay. Just come on.
Ah, come on. Venga.
Venga.
Ánimo.
Hey, that's a nice one. That's a lovely one. What about the phrasal verb to mess up?
Liarte. Confundir algo.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, no, maybe. If you mess up something, like the rain messes up the plans for the weekend.
Ah, destrozar, sí. Como,
exactly.
Yeah.
Or I messed up an exam.
Yeah,
I didn't do very well.
La he liado. No, messes al lío, la he liado.
Dear Nacho, I've messed up my exam. What can I do? Give me some advice.
No. Dear Ximena, hide your marks.
That's actually what I did do.
Hide your marks.
From your parents.
From your parents.
And you'll be fine.
Tell them there has been a problem with the impresora.
With Brilliant! The printer. Okay, perfect. Nacho, I'm going to need you. Okay, this is exactly. You know, I did that. That was my first crime I ever committed.
Oh, we.
When I was this one. It was, you know, in the textbooks, in your books, they used to write the mark, A. And there was A minus. If you put A minus.
Bueno.
It's a nice. This is a Nacho. So it's a 9 ni un 10. A minus. But I had a red pen. Line down. A plus. She caught me. It was the most embarrassing moment.
And was like the... Why? Why?
Para,
it was not eso. That bad. If she were to una A, dice, bueno, voy a intentar que parezca una A. No. No, una no, B, no. Una B, maybe.
No. This is Jimena you're talking to. I don't want A minuses.
Es que...
I want A pluses.
Uy, uy, uy. Yeah.
Really awkward. Really awkward. Anyway, Nacho, you were going to... Did you have any more funny agony aunt columns to tell me? Because I like your one better.
No, pero, son bastante...
Sexual
todas.
Is there any clean ones?
Es que hay una que es...
Because I miss Christoph. I miss Chris.
Yeah, just... one like a saga.
Yeah.
We want to know what happened.
We need to find out. Whatever happened? Did she dump him? Because he wouldn't let her get a word in edgewise? Or did she just marry Chris and not?
Uy, bueno, estoy leyendo aquí una. No, creo que esta expresión debe ser sucia también.
Which one?
No, voy a decir porque si es sucia, es muy sucia.
Okay.
No, te la diré luego.
There are some funny ones here. It says, like, the grown man who wanted to sue his mum for selling his stuff too cheaply at a garage sale. Porque vendió sus cosas demasiado barato en el, you know, like this, the sitios de segunda mano. So he said, I demanded she pay me the money I lost and she refused. So now I am out of $780 and I was going to buy my girlfriend a laptop and buy my reptiles some new decor. Iba a comprar sus lagartos nuevo decoración para su jaula. And now I have close to nothing. Is there any way for me to legally get the money she took from me? I really cannot accept this as a simple mistake. This is too far. This is after a baraffle before of her selling his stuff too cheap. So yeah, people can take this very seriously.
Sí.
Who have you got?
Nah, hay una aquí. Well, I am a girl and I am nearly 14. I had French kissing with another girl just for fun.
Right.
Ella que viene. Could this lead to pregnancy?
That's exactly the type of thing that you, when you're 14,
yeah,
you don't know and you have to check.
Yeah, entre paréntesis, ya a lo mejor, no name supplied.
No name supplied, no, of
no,
course.
No. Wanted to keep her privacy.
This would, when I was 14 and I would read that in the column, that would be like giving me all the answers to life. Because there was no internet. You can't ask your parents. Well, I couldn't ask my parents, even if it was, you know, with a boy. Will I be pregnant? I remember so clearly my friend telling me that you could get pregnant from sitting on the toilet seat. And you know when you were like, oh, no.
In a male, no?
Any toilet. You never know. If a man's been there, you never know what could... We didn't know. I went to a Catholic school. I had no idea. So, yeah, it was...
I couldn't have asked any of my parents.
No. Never. No, which is sad. No. I want my children to be able to ask.
That's why Agonions exist.
Existed, yeah. Existed. I think now, maybe with the internet...
Yeah, está todo. Ya se sabe todo.
Exactly.
They know more than we do.
Of course, absolutely. Exactly. And they can find out in 1 second. Whereas we were reliant on Jackie magazines or Super Pop or I had, what was it called?
Or Ximena to the Rescue.
Or Ximena. Yeah. Back in 2010. No, but the greatest king of advice, I think we all know who he is, right? Should we go to karaoke corner to find out?
Ah, vale.
Hello, from the other side. Karaoke corner.
That's right. Back in the day, we only had like 3 sources of information: encyclopedias.
Yes.
I would look up in my encyclopedia, like medical knowledge. It was, you know, this family book we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all...
Did you have that as well?
Yeah, era una marca muy famosa, Espasa.
And did you use it to find out stuff about, like, puberty and stuff?
Mommy, I have to do my homework, look, in the Espasa.
No, but, like, for yourself?
Ah, for myself?
Yeah.
No, there were not.
Like, I didn't know about puberty useful. Or stuff
no,
like that.
No.
Or sitting on the toilet seat if you could get pregnant.
Very serious. No, it was very...
Yeah, but mine was too, but it had answers.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so the encyclopedias, you got your information from Agony Aunts, right? Obviously, advice.
Yeah, claro. Martins.
Ask Jimena, column in the Revista magazine of Aprende Inglés, TV. And from one man who solved so many questions, so many of life's burning questions. Get him on that show.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen.
There you are.
Yes,
if I could offer you
that's it.
Only one tip for the future,
sunscreen would be it.
The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now.
Pause, Nacho, pause. We've got to go bit by bit.
Exacto.
We took his advice to the like and absorbed it. Empezaste a usar crema de solar.
No, I didn't know the song.
Oh my god, and you didn't use sun cream?
When I was a child, now I do. And pero debió calar tanto el mensaje, you know, the message was spread around the world, and did it to Spain.
And what?
And llegó a España. It was not popular in Spain.
This song wasn't popular. But then where did you get your advice? I didn't operate my nose, gracias a Baz Luhrmann, who told me at some point that, but trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself. I'm going to cry reading this. And recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. And then the next line. You are not as fat as you imagine. You know, like, I didn't worry about fat. In my case, I worried about my face. But then, don't you think it's amazing?
I thought it was like a postdata, like an extra.
Well, I know.
One thing is your nose, one thing is
He fixed everything. He fixed everything for everyone. We're going to listen. Keep going with Baz. Come on.
A ver.
Power and beauty of your youth.
Oh, well, you've jumped forward.
You will not understand.
Go back, go back. Yes, it's
now.
Thank you.
Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how
fabulous you really looked. Gracias,
Baz. You are not as fat as you imagine.
Isn't he wonderful? Aquí es verdad as well. You look back at photos when you're 20. Okay, maybe not. We're not fabulous, but a lot better than you thought at that time, right?
Of course.
You're like, oh, look at my skin.
Look at my hair.
So useful. Look at my hair. Yeah. And I wasn't that fat. Well, you know, no. Whatever. It's all... He's got it. He's got it. Yeah. Listeners, if you have any questions, you could just ask us. Or just Google the lyrics as well. Mm-hmm. By the way, I've got a little complaint from a listener. Alzoci.
A ver, Alzoci. ¿Qué ha pasado?
Se dice Zamora no se conquistó en una hora, tell Nacho.
Right. That's right. I'm sorry.
Ay, Nachito.
That's right.
Thank you, Alzoci. Thank you very much.
I'm becoming English.
He's becoming English, exactly. He's going to convert himself into Baz Luhrmann and nothing else. Keep going. We've got to get all this advice. Come on.
Don't worry about the future. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind.
Oh, no.
The kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you.
Boo!
Ooh.
Sing.
Sing.
Don't be reckless with other people's hearts.
Muy importante.
Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours.
No wonder this is que no.
Floss.
Que cuiden el corazón.
Don't waste
Pásate
your time
lo
on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead.
This is amazing. Amazing.
Brilliant.
I have to go.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, Baz.
Well, sorry, Baz.
Everyone needs him. Oh, my goodness. We love you, Baz. Bye.
Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how.
Nuestro curso online es único por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown, nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos, pero solo uno de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más.